This is Got Energy with Carol Gass.
Welcome back to Got Energy with me, Carol Gass, and Joel Berg from Got Energy. This is the third episode of our podcast, and we're talking about costs and ROI. Now, Joel, just in case people are just joining us, could you give us that hypothetical system that's most popular with a lot of your residential customers? And after you've described that, could you give us the return on investment, the break-even point?
System like this, 22 panels, it works out to right about 10,000 watts, just a little under 10,000 watts of solar panels. This is actually the size of system that a lot of our customers would go with. I would say this is probably just about our most common installation size. So assuming 22 of those panels on a single pitch of roof that's facing basically south with virtually no shade, then a system like that will produce about 10,000 kilowatt hours of solar power per year. Before the rebate, it would be about $20,000. After the rebate, about $15,000 for a system like this. And so the break-even period probably is going to be somewhere under 10 years. It's a complicated graph because it factors in all of the...
Because there's math, Joel. Come on, that's why it's complicated.
There's math. And with BC Hydro rates projected to increase over time, we rewind all the way back to 2008 using the average of how rates have increased since then to project forward. They may go up faster, but those are the numbers that we use. And so you're looking at somewhere under 10 years. So when you look at the life of a system, say 25 to 30 years, you hit your break-even point at 10 years, you're looking at 15, 20 years of free power after you've paid for everything.
If you've got questions you'd like answered, please email cgas@vistoradio.ca. Country 97 FM.